This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jono,
hello.
We're back for another Saturday.
Of course we are.
Right here on Joy, right?
94.9, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that where we are?
We are in the Pride Centre today. Where else would we be?
We are here at the Pride Centre, Victoria, live streaming to you. And if not, we're on the podcast.
Mm, that's it. Have you had a good week?
You know what? I think so. I'm just trying to compute what's happened this week.
A lot has happened to you this week,
A lot has happened, but we will get into that. I will talk about maybe the bad things later.
Yeah.
Good and bad things.
Good and bad things later. Absolutely. That's right. But you've been a busy man.
Always, like a queen bee.
The queen that you are,
the
right?
The queen that I
you,
is.
Queen
yes.
that you are. All right, what are we, Jono, what are we talking about this week?
Well, that's a good, do you know what? Why he does this to me just to see if I'm paying attention. Well, we've got a very, very special guest. Do you know who I sounded like then? That lady on the TV in the morning. We've got a very special offer for the viewers.
What are you trying to sell us, Jono?
I'm going to sell you this young man. We've got Stephen in, but if I'm reading my notes, we've got Skateven in.
That's me and my dodginess everywhere.
From Rainbow Social, which was established in November 2021. And Stephen's going to be talking about more about what that is and what Rainbow Social is.
Yeah.
On the show today.
Yeah, that's great. What happens if people want to email us? How do they do it?
They can email us at joy. Shut up. On air at joy.org.au.
Oh, I love doing
See?
That to you. I love it.
And what's the number, Yanni?
I don't know.
Viewing from above, aren't you?
Okay, so you can text us in on 0427.
Yeah. 569
569 949.
Yeah, see.
There you go, do it, right?
Bugger.
Now, we've got a very special guest on today, don't we,
Jono? Yes, we do. Stephen or Stigavan.
Oh, that's my dodginess, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You're trying to throw me under the bus today.
Yep. I am. And so, Stephen is the founder of Rainbow Social Melbourne. So welcome to... I know, right?
The founder?
The founder. He started it all.
Oh,
right?
My God. So we got to do a bigger introduction.
Oh, we will.
No, okay.
You go.
Okay, so Joy 94.9, please put your hands together and anything that you've got in your hand, stamp your feet, stomp anything, bang the tins, bang the iron on the ironing board, whatever you're doing at home. We have Stephen, the founder, the one and only founder of Rainbow Social Melbourne, here live on Living Life Single. Put your hands together.
Yay. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, everyone. And the crowd goes kind of mild.
never when it comes for you, Stephen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on Living Life Single.
Thanks for having me. It's been great. So thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. So, Stephen, tell us, what is this thing that you organise? Tell us what's this thing.
What's this thing, Stephen? Just said it's been great so far. He's about to put the phone down.
I know, right? What is Rainbow Social Melbourne?
Well, it's exactly that. So Rainbow obviously is a gay social group in Melbourne. We also have it as well in Sydney. And by 2030, it's going to be all around Australia.
Oh, my God.
It did start it in Melbourne. And it's just a gay social group. For anyone in the LGBT community social, come along. We've got great events, various events, alcohol, non-alcohol, ticketed, non-ticketed, outdoor, indoor. And the purpose as well was behind it to support our queer venues. So we do a lot of events at UBQ on Smith Street and
that's
the Pride
in Melbourne,
of Footscray,
right?
Yes.
As well.
I love the Pride of Footscray.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Matt does such a great job.
I love Matt. It's such a good alternate sort of venue in Melbourne because everyone typically goes to the, you know, whatever in Smith Street or they go South Yarra. But I love the Pride of Footscray. It's just got some kind of earthiness to it.
Yeah, they do. It's fantastic. So yeah, so we've done 6 wine tours. All have sold out. Which I remember when I first started, we did a picnic We did some social mixes here and there.
So, Stephen,
I remember doing a wine tour and thought this is quite a big risk, but it actually really paid off. It really put us on the map, and people wanted to continue to come to it. So we started with with the wine tours. We only got about 15, I think, or 19 at our first one, and we ended up having 30, 35 as well. So we've done 6 so far, looking to do another one as well. But we do have our 4th birthday coming up, November the 8th as well.
All right. Oh. Amazing. So, Stephen, let's take a step back for a moment, as I like to do, 1 step forward, 2 step back.
He does this to me all the time. He's like, why aren't you naked?
How did this come about? What was
actually, the gloomy part of it was my best friend Simon here in Sydney. I lived in Sydney for 12 years before moving to Melbourne for 4.5, and now I've have come back to Sydney, but I do have a host in Melbourne and do a lot of the back end stuff, so you don't miss anything by me being here. And my best friend Simon had passed away. He loved everyone coming together. And I created Sydney Social Connections, moved to Melbourne, tried to create Melbourne Social Connections, and here in Sydney there was a dance group called Rainbow Dance, and I thought, oh, I really like that. And then I thought, Rainbow, and it also helps that I'm always wearing rainbow at events, which I'm wearing right now that no one can actually see.
Yes, you are. You are wearing a lovely rainbow jacket, which although we're not videotaping it, but it is there. So Stephen, that's a really sad story. Did you say partner or friend?
My best friend Simon.
So your best friend Simon.
Honestly, he would love this sort of thing. Like, he would really love people coming together and meeting and mingling like this. He really loved that.
How did that motivate you, though?
He really loved it.
How did that motivate you, though? Like, was it because you wanted to meet more people, or you did it in his honor? What was was it you needed people?
It first started with all of his friends, because we all knew each other.
Yeah.
And we thought, let's get together once a month. And I thought, let's extend that out to other friends.
Wow.
And then I just created a Facebook page. And we started with an average of, I think we started with 6 people. And by the end of the 6 months, we had 20 people.
Wow.
And then that's when I moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Melbourne slowly, it's very well established down in Melbourne. Really,
nice.
Really well established. We had an average of 20 people, and now we have an average of probably 60 people at events. And then this weekend as well, on Sunday, from 1 till 3, we have coffee and connections as well.
Stephen, you had me at wine tour. So for someone like me, not the alcoholic, if I wanted to, because we've just spoken about this before right here on Living Life Single, I joined Living Life Single and Joy to get more into the community spirit of things, being a gay man in my 40s. Now, what would benefit from someone like me being single coming down and joining up to Rainbow Social Melbourne? What are some of the things I could expect? Why should I get involved?
Yeah, so the first thing you can expect is a host. So usually Oscar, who's amazing.
Hello, Oscar.
He'll greet you and meet you. If I'm down, I will be there as well.
Nice.
And look, honestly, I think being single, mid-40s, late 30s, early 20s, it's exhausting, and it's really daunting meeting new people. It's exhausting. Exhausting. But you've got to do it. But for your question, though, we always have a host. So that's the most important step, is you're not coming and being alone. We always get this same kind of thing. Oh, I don't know anyone. I might be the loser in the corner. I'll be on my phone the whole time. No one will want to talk to me. But what we do is, and the expectation is set very early on, that you are there to mix and mingle. If you come with a group of friends, we will break that up really quickly. We don't do clicks.
Smash it.
No clicks. Don't like clicks.
We don't do clicks, but what I do is, and Oscar, I've taught Oscar as well, is that dynamics is really important. And so if you come by yourself, which is great, we always welcome that. And by the end of the afternoon, you're actually connecting with people, because I want you to come and have a great deep sense of connection, not just go, that was a really cute event, I'll see you all next time. No, I want you to go, great, that was amazing, when is the next event? And we have a lot of that experience, and that's what is the culture with Rainbow Social, is we're not a group, we're not a clique. What I also do is work really hard with the regulars to go, match you up with the regulars. So I might ask you a few questions to go, where do you live, what do you do, what are some hobbies? So
what's
then if I
number?
Hear someone who goes, They
What's
might
your
live
phone number?
Richmond. They like netball.
Yeah.
And they also, you know, mid-40s. They'd be like, great, you two should catch up and have a coffee and talk about netball. Because if someone lives in Frankston and the other one lives up in Preston,
sorry,
you're
probably
not going to catch up.
Say, because netball, is that a topic of conversation?
Yeah.
Really? How does...
Yeah.
How, I wouldn't even
I
know.
I mean, it could be. It's just an example that I'm using.
Oh, but I love it. It is the funniest thing. And I think, you know, the fact that you're humorous, Stephen, is just kind of sort of saying to me that, yeah, that's kind of cool. We could go there and have a laugh, meet some people, talk about netball, talk about pickleball, talk about whatever we want to talk about.
All
the balls that are in the air.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely hilarious. And Stephen, when people... so what was that? Jono's just sort of... go, Jono, go.
No, go, go. Ask the question. Go, go.
No, I was gonna say... because it's really, as a single person myself and all our listeners who are single, it can be quite daunting to, A, pluck up the courage and go somewhere by yourself, which we've discussed on this show a number of times, and you have to own that, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, there's a couple of things. It's just like, oh, my goodness, you know, I don't know anyone. But also then I think there's another layer there. It's like, oh, am I one of those people now that has to go to like a group to meet people? I think there's like a couple of barriers there, right? So how do you resolve those barriers, Stephen, for people who go there and go, you know, how am I going to go meet someone? How am I going to have a chat and make some new connections?
Yeah, well, as I said, we have a host there who really makes sure that you're included in the conversation. I also put the emphasis back on the people at home to make sure that they're taking their ownership of that.
Oh, what does that look
and
like?
Making sure that they embrace it as well. We're not there we're there to help you and support you, but it's also up to them to make sure that they're embracing and engaging with the group.
So talk to us, Steve. Well. What is when you say that, give us some tips for everyone who's out there. When you talk about, you know, owning it and embracing it, what does that look like on the day? Are they there with a fan? What's going on?
Yeah, of course you're going to be nervous to come along, but at the same time, everyone is there to meet people. And so we make sure that you're included in the group. Throughout the event, though, we do mix and move you around. So it's great that you're having a really great conversation with someone. You can always come back to it. But, you know, there's another 10 people that you could also have a really great connection with. So throughout events, we make sure and encourage that you do also move around and mix and mingle with as many people as you can, which is directed by the host. But there's the three C's that you're asking about.
Three C's. Well, I love a three C's. Do tell. Write these down.
So the first one is courage. First of all, you've got to have the courage to come along.
Yeah.
Again, it can be very daunting. We've had people who have told me that it's taken them 12 months to come along.
Oh, wow.
They went through three sets of traffic lights and then they were going to turn around.
Oh.
It's a bit nervous.
Yeah.
To have the courage to come along with that, though, maybe ask a friend to come with you.
Yeah.
The next one is commitment.
But you'll break up that friendship, right? Well, not break it up.
Yeah.
You'll like...
bring them along and they can help you.
Yes.
Which is really, really helpful. If you don't have a friend, that's okay. There's plenty there to talk to. The next one is commitment. You've got to be committed. You know, you have to come to events. You can't come once, hope to meet your best friend, and if you don't, never come back.
Sometimes I think Yoni should be committed.
Oh, maybe. Definitely.
Oh, but commitment to the event, for sure, yes. And the third C?
Is consistency. So you have to attend as much as you can. Connections and relationships like this take time. They don't happen overnight. So the consistency helps you at home to build that confidence at each event. And from there, your connections and your relationships build. I call them connections, not friendship or relationships, because that can mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. So I call them connections.
Yeah.
It's just a neutral term for everyone at home. And then hopefully from there, your confidence really starts to build. By the third or fifth event, which is really, really important. We have a lot of events.
Yeah.
So it's not just like once every now and again. We actually have a lot of events.
So, Stephen, what were those three C's again? Just
Commitment. Consistency. And courage.
Do you know what? I reckon they are three C's you can use for any aspect of your life, right? So, you know, when we did like the show about exercise, Jono, and you've sort of been down that path.
I committed to it.
You committed to it.
I'm consistent.
Yes. Once.
You cheeky bastard.
Yeah, I know, right?
I actually went, I'm going weekly.
You are.
To my PT.
Yep.
And what was the other C?
Courage.
And I had the courage to talk about that and actually go, look, address this. I need to do this. I need to start this. And I went.
And Stephen, you know, here on Living Life Single, we always say Living Life Single, where being single means you are never by yourself. How has that helped everyone who is, now I'm sure other people who are not single are going, but all the single people that are going, or I guess let's just talk about you for a moment. How has this helped you in your singledom and embracing your singledom? We've all organized events and it can be quite annoying and full on at times, but how has this, when you go home or when you at the end of the day, how has this, as someone who's organized but also try and remove yourself from the organizing, helped you to embrace your singledom? And how has it helped, I guess, the people who've attended to embrace their singledom, that this is, you know, one part of living life?
Yeah, well, I will start out to say that we're not a dating or a hookup group, so that's not what we are to start with.
Fantastic, because this show is not about that. We are not about that either. We all are all about embracing our singledom.
But it's about it's about me feeling connected and about everyone feeling connected, as I really use that word quite often, because I want you to come and have that deep sense of connection. So singles, couples as well. So we do welcome everyone, but we do have a majority of the attendees are single people.
Yeah.
And they're there because, they might have broken up with a partner. They might have moved cities. They might have been like, okay, now it's time for me to maybe find some new friends. They might have moved interstate. So lots of various different reasons to do that. But it's mainly to feel connected. That's the biggest reason.
What are you hearing from people? What are some of the biggest challenges that you're hearing for the single people who attend? Like, because we want to know, because, you know, we here on Living Life Single, we want to talk about everything that's to do with being single. So I'm curious to see and hear from you what are some of the biggest, I guess, you're hearing out there. What are the challenges that people are having that are coming to your events about being single?
It's probably the quality of people that they're trying to meet and where do they meet them.
Really?
So that's the biggest thing, yeah, because, you know, they're trying to meet them online, where this is such a, you know, a space that people really, really want. And so I think it's really needed and wanted by our community, and that's why it's quite big is where it is now.
It's old school, Stephen. You know, it's like when I used to go out to clubs.
Which was like 100 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, it is almost. It's like meeting people rather than now than apps, which has totally ruined the dating scene. This is taking it back to old school, and this is what I like about this event already. It's that you're going to meet someone in person and a group of people that all don't know each other. It's in a safe environment. It's done in a way where it's something fun. It's a picnic, or it's a sports event, or it's a wine tour. It's literally, I really love this idea. And I have another question, but we will come back to this. This is why I'm sort of talking about it, is because I run a music event in Melbourne for not just queer artists, but for everybody. And it's a networking thing with live music. And people often ask me this question, so I'm going to put it out there to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know, in a world of events that, you know, people crop up and they try and do the same or they're very similar, why is your event different to any other queer networking event out there?
Because I'm bloody good at it.
I mean, apart from that, I mean, obviously
I love it.
Because you're on this show. Are there any key differences for other events out there?
I think because I'm committed, I think the culture that we've created is... And just because you want to create a meetup group doesn't mean that you can or should.
Exactly.
As well. So I think these groups that sort of pop up here and there, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of energy to put these events together.
It does, yeah.
As well. So, and I love socializing. I'm a vegetarian. We love to socialize.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm the perfect person for it. And the culture that we've created now for the group is really exceptional, and you know, it's not clicky because the same people keep coming. Yes. It's what I, as I said, it's what I encourage, consistency. So therefore they see the same people, and therefore I really use those people to help me to bring in the new people.
Yeah.
So I really leverage them to help me.
It sounds like you have a culture of connection there, Stephen, which really it brings people together. That's what it sounds like to me, someone who's listening in. And that's a really important thing, because connection is humanity. It's what binds us all together.
And also, like, we've had people in the group who've become housemates. People have traveled together.
John, you're going to steal my thunder. I was going to ask, are there any success stories from this?
Yeah, well, as I said, we're not a dating or a hookup group, but there are people who have become in a relationship.
Oh.
But mainly, a lot of people have met at events and have, you know, as I said, traveled to Sydney, become housemates.
Beautiful.
Gone out together, connected at their birthdays.
And that's a lot of what we found, Stephen, from our show is that people, as single people, we need each other. We need our chosen families to get us through those times, whether it's coming home, you've had a crappy day at work, you need someone to talk to, whether you've gone to uni and you just want someone to hang out with during the day. That connection is really, really important. And I think that seems to be a lot of the theme that's sort of coming through, isn't it, right, Johnny?
Yeah, it breaks the mold. I'm loving it because already, and I'm vibing with this because my music event is, because I was, and I was talking about it just this afternoon, because I was shunned out of other groups, essentially, because they were all very clicky. And I love, and I'm already resonating and vibing with this, because you're saying it's not a click. And if I was to go out, say, on the scene in Melbourne, there is a particular bar that I would probably try and go to, but it is very clicky and everyone knows everyone. And that's what I don't like about it. What I'm hearing here is some consistency, and it's consistent, and it's a message about mix and mingling, that you are... You're not about clicks. It's about coming, presenting your true self, having a great time, and just getting to know everyone. And like you said, you're a socializer. And this is, I'm loving this. Yanni, we are signing up for this.
Okay.
We've got to commit.
All right.
And we've got to go to one of these.
The birthday party. Maybe we can go to the birthday party.
We need to go to at least one of them.
Yeah, so the next event coming up is this. We've really kind of had a standalone event, which is Coffee and Connections, the first weekend of the month.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
okay,
and
love that.
So it's Mini Ponds.
That's close.
Mooney Ponds is not far from me. Coffee and Connection. Which coffee shop is it?
So we'll meet in the park. We'll meet in Queen's Park. You grab your coffee and come and meet us.
Oh,
Oscar will be there
nice
to host.
And
it's in Queen's Park, just opposite the fountain on the grass. There's a little grass
All right. I'm going to message you privately just to double check this.
Yes.
And go for coffee and go for a walk. And that might just be a really nice ice-breaking way of just chatting.
And Stephen, is there a cost to any of this?
As well. And then our next event after that will be Sunday the 19th, is a Sunday social plus a karaoke at UBQ.
Oh.
UBU?
UBQ.
Oh, UBQ.
Yeah.
Where's UBQ, if you don't mind me asking?
It's in Fitzroy.
Next to Molly's.
Down
from Molly's.
Love that area.
Mm.
Do you know what? I'm going to recommend something. Whilst it's on my brain, if you ever need a space that you want to do some events at, try Vintage Garage down that way. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
You know it? So they've got their own little story as well, and they've been going through some hard times. So reach out to them. I would love to see your event there, because I think the vibe and the lady that runs that place would welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's listening at home and you want to host our space, you want to sponsor us, you want to help us out, by all means, reach out to us on social media, Rainbow Social Melbourne.
Rainbows, I gotta put my hands up. I wasn't following you. I'm gonna follow you from my Instagram.
Do
today.
It, Jono.
I'm gonna find you.
and the other idea behind it was that we also support our queer venues, and if we can bring 20 people to an event a venue, that's great. Yeah. I remember when we first started with UBQ with Nick across the road. He was just down across the road. When he first started.
Yeah.
And you know, we brought, I think there was 12 of us at one of our first events.
Wow.
And the other week, we had our website and our tickets for our fourth birthday launch. We had over 100 people at the event. You know, 115, I think we had. So
from
where we started to where we are now, it's really huge. And to give you a bit of a context, we've injected over $200,000 into the economy.
Wow.
We've had over 120 events, 2,000 attendees. And with that, we've got 420 ratings and with a 4.7 rating. So showing you kind of what people are saying about
showing that you're consistent for sure, Stephen. Now, hey, is there a cost to this?
Some events are. Coffin Connections are no. The birthday is yes. But it does take a lot of time and effort. So there are some times where I ask you to make a donation.
Yeah.
But I do make it very, very clear about whether it's free or not.
Right.
So generally, a lot of events are generally free, but it depends what the event is. But the fourth birthday in November, we've got a DJ, drag shows, prizes, over 300 people that you can connect with.
Yeah.
And we've a UBQ takeover. So it's going to be huge.
I love
huge.
That.
Fantastic.
Where can people head to find out more about these events?
So we're on Meetup, Instagram, and Facebook. So Rainbow Social Melbourne.
Rainbow Social Melbourne. And you talked about planning, you know, having these all across Australia by 2030. How are you going to do that?
Well, I'll start. The next state's probably going to be launching early next year, either Adelaide or Canberra.
Stop
and
it.
And then from there, I'll just slowly build it from that.
I am in Adelaide
model,
a lot.
As well. But love again, that. If anyone's at home who wants to help us out, by all means, reach out and come along. But you can find us on Meetup, Instagram, and Facebook, Rainbow Social Melbourne. And buy your tickets to the fourth birthday in November. November the 8th, it'll be a UBQ takeover. And again, you know, like, and the other purpose was it as well is, you know, because we do a lot with UBQ and Nick, the owner.
Yeah.
He recognizes a lot of our people as well, a lot of the attendees. So he'll help them out and, you know, maybe sometimes just shout them a drink. Oh, you're Rainbow Social, just have a drink on us.
Oh, wow.
You know, a couple of people might be there. This guy Elliot comes all the time and he's a huge success story. When Elliot first started coming, he was very nervous, but you know, we made sure he was okay and we really supported and make sure that he was included in the conversations. And now he's hosted events and he's got all these different friends and he goes to UBQ all the time, and his success story is really amazing to where he first started to be really socially anxious to now having that real confidence to actually go up and chat to people is really amazing. So sometimes you might go out to UBQ or Molly's on a Saturday night and you go, oh, you're from Rainbow Social. And then you sit down and have a chit chat and all of a sudden you've hung out all night.
So wonderful.
That's also the premise of it.
Amazing. Jono, yes. and Stephen, guess what?
What?
We are at that time.
My favourite time
Your
of the day.
Your favourite time, Jono.
Stephen, you're going to love this.
This is our favourite time of the show.
Honestly.
Favourite time of the show, Stephen, where we talk about what's been great about being single and what hasn't been so great about being single during the week.
Gosh, okay.
And Jono.
Oh, don't.
Yes.
You want me to go first?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Stephen, get a load of this.
Yeah.
What's been bad this week? So there I am trying to be healthy, right? I've been going to PT. I've cut out booze. I'm trying to eat healthier. I had some sort of heart episode, Yanni, and I almost stopped, not stopped breathing, but I felt like I was going to collapse. Then I went home, I got sent home from work, and then I had to ring an ambulance, essentially. Long story short.
Jono.
And so I had to have an ECG, and then I went to the doctors.
What'd you call me?
What? Oh, an ECG.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, you know, there were, before anyone asked, they weren't hot paramedics because they were beautiful. They were both female, but not down my alley, but they were lovely. They calmed me down. They sat with me for a bit, and luckily I didn't have to be taken to accident emergency. I just had a bit of a high blood pressure, high heartbeat. Mm. But that was the bad thing. But the good thing is that I went and got that checked out. I made a doctor's appointment, which I went to this morning. So look, you know, I'm just trying to be a better person. And this is because we've been consistent. We're committing to something and bringing it back to our guest today. I committed to doing that and getting healthier. And I think someone actually messaged a text message this week saying that they got inspired by me.
Yeah, by you. You inspired someone of all people for exercise.
That I was going to say that I was going to exercise, and I am. So thank you, whoever that person was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
Yanni, what about yourself?
For me, the good thing about being single this week is that I have been getting into the affirmation practice.
Oh.
Affirmations every morning. And I can do that because I am single and there's no one around and I'm walking around saying these wonderful affirmations.
I am beautiful.
Yes, exactly.
I am strong.
Out loud. And they're really good.
Yeah.
I'm rewiring my brain.
Nice. And was there anything not so good this week?
No. This week has been pretty good, actually. I'm feeling really good. So, you know what? Loving single life.
And before we go to Stephen, you know, I'm going to say something we've never actually said before.
What?
And I'm going to say this right now.
Do it.
If you're listening and you have something good or bad this week and want to share it with us, please text in 0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au and we will read it out next time. Now to our special guest, Stephen. Stephen.
What's good about being single?
I always write five wins and five things I'm grateful for each night in my little notebook. It can be really simple as like I went for a walk. It can be very simple.
Yep.
So that's something that I've had that practice now for about, 10 years now.
Wow.
I mean, I won't stop it even if I was in a relationship. Yep. It's a really important step. And I think the good thing is having freedom. The bad thing is probably having freedom.
Yeah.
You know, so yes. I think this stage of my life, probably the bad thing is that I'm not sharing it with somebody. But, you know, that's not the be all and end all of,
exactly.
of life.
No.
But again, you've got to be committed. You've got to be consistent. You've got to have the courage to do
correct.
It.
Correct.
Exactly.
The three C's there, brought to you by Stephen from Rainbow Social Melbourne. And then the birthdays, the eighth birthday?
The fourth birthday.
See, I'm already making you older. I mean, the fourth birthday on November the 8th. That was where the 8th came from.
Wonderful. That is it.
Oh, my God. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today. I am signing up. I'm messaging you and you can see me.
All right, everyone. Have a fantastic week.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.